This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is the music of Omara Mokhtar, who goes by the name Bombino. He's a guitarist and singer from the Agadez region of Niger with a cult following all across West Africa. And he'll be performing this Sunday at the Sinclair in Cambridge.
His rich, trance-like music has hints of the blues and rock and roll, but for the most part, it evokes the dramatic desert world he comes from.
Bombino is a Tuareg, a nomadic people who are struggling to hold on to their culture and their independence. And he's the subject of a film called Agadez, The Music and the Rebellion, by Boston-based filmmaker Ron Wyman.
A while back, Bombino and members of his band stopped by our studio to perform. He was joined by filmmaker Ron Wyman. I started by asking him about how the desert influences his music, and he spoke through his interpreter, Mohamed Serge.
He says that the desert is beautiful and peaceful, and there is loneliness in the desert, and the desert. And each artist needs this kind of place, you know. It gives peace, it gives space, it gives freedom, you know.
Well, speaking of art and music, can you play a song for us now?
Yes, okay.
All right, good.
The Tuareg are historically a nomadic people. They were the ones that ran the great camel caravans that connected North Africa with West Africa, and they were transporting goods as well as culture. And they were always on the move, and they would stop in the middle of the desert in the two famous cities, one being Timbuktu and the other being in Agadez. And they have lived in the desert. The desert represents freedom to them. They don't recognize the boundaries of countries. And in the modern world, that's becoming a problem. So they are faced with having to adapt to the modern world. And the other problem they have there is in the northern section of Niger, there's a lot of uranium. And so we have countries like China, United States, France, that are eager to get mining leases for the uranium. And this is forcing the Tuareg out of their homelands. And
so a collision of the old way of life with the modern world, it sounds like.
And their challenge is to adapt to the modern world and keep this very rich culture intact.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. That was so nice. It's so nice. Your music is so beautiful. In Ron Wyman's movie, there's a line in one of your songs, and it says, "Divided, we stay behind." And I wanted to ask him about that. Is that one of the challenges to get the Tuareg people to unite, to sort of hold together?
Yes.
Wala holi te nta wala koza galak mirish na certain.
He says that even the Tuareg community living in the desert, and it was divided out to five countries where they are all minorities, and now they cannot set up their life everywhere they are minority. So if they get united, they can fight, you know, and they can adapt the problem of the modern world.
So they can adapt better if they're united.
Yes. And they can defend the right, you know, without any problems. No.
Hmm. Yeah. Ron Wyman, let me come to you. Give us a sense. I mean, I understand that Bombino is, that he's created almost a cult following in West Africa. What is it about him that has caused such a sensation in West Africa?
There's a big mosque in the middle of Agadez, and I thought, we need to do a concert there. Hmm. We need to remind people that the rebellion is over. And we went and met with the Sultan and told him that we wanted to have a concert there. And he gave us permission. We told him what we were trying to do, and that Bombino represented the modern Tuareg, the new generation. And 1,000 people showed up to this concert. And it wasn't just the young people. It was the old Tuareg. It was many generations of Tuareg.
That need for unity that he was talking about, it sounded like it was there.
It was there. They were dying. They were just dying for it. And when holding this concert with the mosque in the background at sunset and everybody coming together, it gave them all the sense that this is our home, and that it reminded them how important it was for them to be together. And Bombino showing up, he was the one that brought them there.
Wow. Bombino, let me ask you, when you were first introduced to the guitar and what drew you to it, what you loved about it?
He likes, firstly, the sound of the guitar.
Mm.
He liked to play it. And each day he's thinking that he can find a new sound.
So it was instant love, instant passion for
this instrument.
Yeah,
it is an instant passion.
That's great.
Yeah.
At the time he was a young boy, the guitar was illegal. The government had made it illegal to play the guitar because they were afraid that somebody playing the guitar would help to unite the Tuareg, and the government was very nervous about nomads, and they did not want the Tuareg to be united, and this is why there were rebellions. And so just the fact that he picked up a guitar was an act of rebellion in itself.
Yes.
And his uncle had encouraged him, and Serge, you might have more to say about that.
Yes. All the people, the young generation, like to play or to listen to the guitar. It makes us feeling good about ourselves, and it mobilizes us to defend our right.
So it's an instrument of music and an instrument of freedom, it sounds like.
Yes. yes.
Well, Bombino, will you play another song for us? Thank you very much. When I see you perform, it's like he goes into a trance. There's a trance-like quality to this music, and it's one of the things I love about it, actually.
That's one of the first things I noticed about Bombino the first day I met him. When he sat down to play the guitar, he just went into this trance, and it was just so beautiful. It was just such an authentic sound from where he was coming from, but he just goes into this world, you know.
I read that when you first left Niger, you were introduced to the music of Jimi Hendrix, the blues, rock and roll. To what extent does that influence you?
He likes so much this music. There is some notes from Jimi Hendrix or Ali Farkatoure or
Ali Farkatoure and Jimi Hendrix, right?
Yeah. But it comes naturally.
Interpreter Mohamed Serge speaking for the West African musician Omar Mokhtar, known internationally as Bombino, talking to us back in 2011. Bombino will be performing this Sunday at the Sinclair in Cambridge.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Radio Boston is produced by Amory Sievertson, Dina Rosendorf, Alex Kingsbury, and Kathleen McNerney.
Tim Skog is our technical director.
The executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Have a great holiday, and join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.